There is one name that is iconic when it comes to drag racing, and I think that's the name Force. And, of course, John Force, over 100 Funny Car Championships. It's a family business in a sense. And Brittany Force joins us, NHRA drag racer and NHRA Drag Racing Series Top Fuel Champion. And, of course, her other two sisters, Courtney and Ashley, also drivers in the NHRA circuit as well. Let me ask you something. At what point did you realize, Brittany, what your dad did for a living?
I guess when I, you know, growing up, it was just normal to me. My sisters and I, you know, we'd pack our bags in the summer and we'd go see dad at the races. He was always gone. He was never home. So really the only way we'd ever see him would be at a racetrack. And, you know, it kind of became our lifestyle. We traveled a lot. We lived out of suitcases, in and out of hotels and airports. But I fell in love with the sport at a very young age. And, you know, really growing up watching my dad, I never thought I'd be driving a top field dragster. But it definitely took me back. It surprised me. But I absolutely love it. And I couldn't see myself anywhere else.
What was it that you loved about it?
Well, I got licensed in a super comp dragster at 17 years old. And I competed there for 3 years. I did another 3 years in A-field dragster. And I had the opportunity to get into a top field car. And my plan was still to stay in an A-field dragster. To me, top field was crazy. 330 miles per hour, less than 4 seconds, 10,000 horsepower. I thought that was nuts. But I thought, you know what? This is a great opportunity. I'm going to jump in it, make some test runs, and, you know, see where it goes. And it was my first full pass. I was out at Las Vegas, and that's when I was hooked, making that first full pass in a top field dragster. There's nothing like it in the world.
You know, when you have an absentee father to some degree, it says an awful lot about the strength of the mom in the family. And, Lori, your mother, just tell me a little bit about her, how she played into this and how she kept the balance for you and the girls.
She's our biggest supporter. I'm very blessed that, you know, I get to do what I love and I get to have my family along the way. You know, it's not easy when you're, you know, in a different state every other week. You're somewhere new and you know, it's tough, you know, living out of a suitcase. And you're never home. You're on the road 24/7. But it makes it a lot easier with my family out there. My sister competes in a funny car. My dad's out there still driving. And my mom goes to every single race. She's our biggest supporter, our biggest cheerleader. So, you know, it definitely makes it easier having them all out there.
There's obviously the fear factor involved because of the nature of the sport as well. What advice did both your mom and dad give you about that?
Well, my dad always said, don't do it unless you absolutely love it. If there's a moment, just even a moment where you think, I'm not sure if I want to do this anymore, I don't fully love it the way I used to, then get out of the seat because it is dangerous. Things can go wrong, and you shouldn't be, you know, you shouldn't put that on the line unless you absolutely love it. You have to be doing it.
Bobby Rahal is a friend of mine, and we had a conversation one night, Brittany, in which we were talking about racing, and he said to me something that I had heard before since I'm a pilot. And he said that when the car is going 200 miles an hour, you better be thinking 201 miles an hour. Now, that's fine for an oval, as you know. But when you've got something that's over within 4 seconds and is over 300 miles an hour, how does one stay ahead of the car?
You know, it's experience plays into it. Years of experience. Usually it's when you screw up that you learn something, unfortunate as it is. But, you know, you always learn from, you know, your rough days. The days you go out there and you mess up or something goes wrong with the car and you hear it, you respond to it, and next time you could do it a little bit quicker. But really, it's just experience, you know, getting that seat time. And, yeah, you have to be on your toes. If you're thinking about what's going on, it's already too late. It has to be a reaction. It has to be – you have to respond instantly. And, you know, that's always what I've learned. You know, I learned that back in when I was driving super comp. So I've learned that held on to that for years.
Do you have to be careful, Brittany, not to overthink the situation?
The problem is you don't have time to overthink. You have to react. There's really not much time to be thinking about, okay, what can I do? How do I fix this? What's happening? What am I hearing? You don't have time for any of that. It's just an automatic response. And usually the reaction comes off previous experience. oh, I remember feeling this before and I got in trouble, so it's time to pull my foot out of it. Or I remember feeling this and I could pedal it and drive right through it. We should be okay. So, again, it's just, like I said, experience and, you know, recognizing sounds and, you know, feeling of the car.
I guess the reason why I asked that is that I've been up to the races up in Sonoma, and, you know, you're in the cockpit of the car and you're waiting to come up to the lights to go ahead and run your run and everything. And I'm just wondering, what was the mind thought as you were waiting to finally be able to pull the trigger on the car?
Well, pulling up there, when you're belted in, your heart's pounding. nerves are through the roof, especially on race days. There's nothing worse than first round. First round, for some reason, for me, is tougher than a final round. I don't know what it is about it. I guess it's, at least if you get past first round, you have hope for the rest of the day, you know, that your team's going to be going some rounds and you have something to work with. So I think first round's always the toughest for that reason. But when you pull up there, I mean, it's all the distractions out of your head. As much as things that are going through your head, you've got to let it go and focus on getting in the zone and doing your job, getting the car down there safely and turning on that wind light.
Brittany Force is with us, NHRA drag racer and also Drag Racing Series Top Fuel champion as well. One of the things that I know about drag racing today, because I've been up into the pits and I noticed that it's really technologically a different sport than what it was 5 years, 10 years, and everything. Everything is broken down, computerized and everything. But tell me a little bit about how you as a driver get yourself ready for a race. I mean, you're not run through computers. What do you look for to give you a better indication of the car you're going to have underneath you?
For me, it's putting all my faith in everything in my team. They're my rock. They're my biggest support system. And I put all my trust in them. I put all my faith. I have a great team with my Monster Energy guys. I have crew chiefs Alan Johnson, Brian Houston, who are legends in the sport. So really, it's putting everything in them. And, you know, I just trust that they're going to put me in a safe race car. And when we pull up there, you know, we're hoping to do the best that we can and turn wind lights on. That's what we're all going for.
You set a new NHRA Top Fuel drag racing record with a run of 3.676 seconds over 1,000 feet. And that was at Heartland Park, Topeka, Kansas. And I'm just wondering the forces on your body. Can you explain to everybody what it's like to have to deal with 300 miles an hour in that short a period of time?
You know, you can't compare it to anything, really. But, I mean, I'm completely suited up from head to toe, and I have my belts pulled down so tight that there's not enough room for me to take a deep breath in there. I mean, they are that tight on my chest. Yet when I step on that throttle pedal, I'm still somehow thrown to the back of my seat. It's almost like getting punched in the stomach when you launch and also when you hit your chute and your chutes come out. It's like getting the wind knocked out of you. It's crazy, but I climb back in it every single time, so I must love it.
What was your reaction, Brittany, in that first win that came in Gainesville, Florida at the Gator Nationals in 2016 after it was all over with and you had a chance to reflect, not just immediately, but later on, sit back and think about what you had done? What came to you?
It was just a really proud moment. I'd been out there for a few years chasing my first win. I never, you know, got to the finals in Supercomp for A Fuel. So I was really hungry for a win. I wanted to land in that winner's circle. And I'd come close to it plenty of times in Top Fuel, but never, you know, got the last step of it, that final round. So when we won in Gainesville, it was huge. It was huge for my team. A bunch of my guys had never won a race before next to me. So it was something that was really proud. It was a proud moment. And really, it was just all our hard work, all the years of almost making it there. It just made it that much more. It made it worth it.
You know, when you're doing 300 miles an hour, I have to ask you a question that I put to Jeff Gordon, who I've known for a very long period. I said, Jeff, how hard is it to get out on the highway and drive at 60 miles an hour?
Well, it's completely different. If I were head to toe in helmet, fire suit, all my gear, yeah, I might have a little bit of road rage, you know, out on the highway. But it's a completely different feeling in your race car. Again, your belts are pulled down so tight. And you know what's coming. You know what to expect when my guys belt me in.
Final question for you. When you think back over your career, is there one particular moment, Brittany, that's kind of engraved in Brittany Force's mind that she'll never forget?
There's a handful of them, but the one that stands out would be winning the championship last season with my team. You know, it took a, you know, we had a crazy year and we didn't bring home our first win until almost halfway through the season in Epping. And when we went into the countdown, so the last six races left, we were in sixth place and we moved all the way from sixth all the way to first. And it's just, I mean, it just proves that our team, you know, in the hype of things, when the pressure's on, we really pull together as a team. And we, you know, we were going to fight it out. We were going to battle it out. And the cool thing was, is it came down to Pomona. It came down to the last race of the season. Second round was when we locked it up. And it's something I'll never forget.
Brittany, I want to thank you. Congratulations on your career. Be sure to give your dad my very best and take care. Come back again and join us.
I will. Thank you for having me.
Brittany Forrest, NHRA drag racer and champion. We continue on Sports Byline.